This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Rain coming down heavily in some places. Showers, thunderstorms all day. High today in the middle 80s. Chance of rain 80% or maybe 100% where you are right now. It's really terrible out there in the water. Unfortunately, has nowhere to go because of all the saturation we've had already. Aaron Keck has been out there on the roadways all morning long. Aaron, I know that you started out with a visit to Smith Middle School, the emergency shelter set up there by the Red Cross. Tell us what's happening over there.
Well, over there at Smith Middle School, the American Red Cross set up a shelter very, very quickly when it became apparent yesterday that yesterday's storm was much, much worse than just an ordinary storm and people were being displaced. They got a shelter set up very quickly yesterday, and about 33 people stayed there last night who had been displaced from their homes. 31 people were still there as of 7 o'clock this morning when I was over there. The other two had gone to work. No one has gone home yet. As of 7 o'clock this morning, they still had not gotten the official word from Chapel Hill authorities that it was safe to return back to their homes. But everyone, of course, still very much anticipating that they'll be able to go home soon if they're not already able to go home.
How long will that shelter be open?
They are planning on staying open for the long haul if need be. Again, no way to know exactly how long they're going to need to shelter people. Depends exactly on how bad that flooding is, especially at Camelot Village where a lot of people got displaced. But I talked to a couple people at the Red Cross there, and they were prepared to be in it for the long haul. Not 100% sure if they were going to be able to stay at Smith Middle School for an extended period of time, but they assured me that if it wasn't going to be at Smith Middle School, that they would move somewhere else and they would have some place for people to be until they were able to move back to their homes. Really great operation they have.
Well, and I know that after you were there, you have been out traveling on the streets and the roads around town this morning. What's it like out there?
It is still quite bad. Obviously not as bad as it was yesterday when you had trees down and roads entirely flooded out. Driving on Franklin Street this morning, East Franklin Street, you could see the debris from fallen trees really lining both sides of the road around Fraternity Row heading into downtown Chapel Hill. It was really just an amazing sight to see the trees just sort of lying on the side of the road, even though they weren't blocking lanes of traffic at all. But fortunately, not seeing any traffic blocked. The worst standing water that I saw in the last hour driving around, it's all on Estes Drive, right around MLK, just at the top of the hill. There's quite a bit of standing water to deal with. Also on Estes Drive, the Estes Hills Elementary School, that light has been out for more than an hour, I believe. And as we've been saying, as you've been saying with Rand Northam for the last hour, with traffic lights out, you got to treat it as a four-way stop and be very careful getting through there. Other than that, there's just a lot of water on the roads, traffic moving slowly just in general. And Rand Northam mentioned about 10 minutes ago that traffic on Fordham Boulevard was particularly heavy in both directions. That's still true. Traffic on I-40, not too bad, but again, everyone going a little bit more slowly than usual because even though there's not tons of standing water on the road, there are little patches here and there on just about every road, and just the ground is saturated. So the rain is not as heavy right now as it was maybe an hour ago, but again, as Ren mentioned a minute ago, it is getting heavier, and the more rain comes down, there's just nowhere for it to go, so it's just going to accumulate on the grounds. And it has not stopped raining in the entire hour that I was driving on.
You were talking about Martin Luther King Boulevard, and one real trouble spot there is near the police station, Umstead Drive.
Yep.
And Umstead Drive is actually closed from Umstead Park all the way to Green Street.
Yep.
They have all kinds of problems there because of Bowling Creek.
Yeah, Bowling Creek flooding out. Also down by Eastgate, where they had those bad floods, and they always have those bad floods over there. Eastgate parking lot looks okay right now, actually, but I saw driving on Fordham Boulevard, I saw a car turning, heading on Fordham Boulevard northbound, heading towards Durham. I saw a car pulling off the road to go into Rams Plaza, and the turnoff into Rams Plaza has so much standing water that this guy turning into that off-ramp created the stream, the jet of water that came up from his car was like twice the height of his actual car. So
wow.
The turnoffs and the parking lots are also pretty bad to watch out for, especially over there too.
As usual with situations like this, what did you mentioned to me something a while ago about the equivalent of rainfall and snowfall and how they compare?
Yeah, we got 5.11 inches of rain in Chapel Hill yesterday, which is an all-time record, I believe.
Well, what he's about to say will knock you down. It'll knock you over.
What?
What you're about to say is going to knock folks over.
The equivalent of rain to snow is 1 inch of rain is equivalent to 6 inches of snow. So if you get 5 inches of rain, that is, if that were snow, that would be the equivalent of a 30-inch snowfall falling on Chapel Hill in the course of a few hours in one day yesterday. That's how bad that storm was. It really is a record-smashing storm, and nothing good about it.
And it makes it seem worse just hearing you look at it that way.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought about it that way. Also, down power lines because of down trees.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks yesterday were without power,
mm-hmm.
and I forgot what the total number was yesterday, but as of this morning, it's reduced considerably, but mm-hmm. some folks, according to Duke Energy, still without electricity this morning.
And power going off and on in places. I know we lost our power at some points. I'm living over by Booker Creek, rather. We lost our power at some point yesterday afternoon. It came back on. Everything was fine. 2 o'clock in the morning, it went out again, mm-hmm. and Duke Power had to come out and take care of it. So Duke Energy crew still out there on the scene. Of course, Piedmont Energy crew is out there taking care of power outages in their neck of the woods. So still people without power, people displaced. It's going to be a while before everything is back to normal.
And I just found my note here. Power outages yesterday peaked at about 2,700.
Wow.
So it was a lot. And that is down considerably this morning. Situation has improved. Rand Northam just walked into the studio with a very urgent look on his face. And, Rand, what do you have for us?
Well, I do want to update everybody on the radar and how it looks right now. We're about to get through that patch of the yellow, more moderate rainfall that we're experiencing here in Chapel Hill. We should be able to get through that here in the next little bit. We've still got the flood advisory in effect for another 18 minutes or so. And hopefully once we get past that little patch of moderate rain, we'll have a little bit of a break, maybe let some of the storm drain system catch up a little bit, and then we should be seeing some more heavier rain throughout the rest of the day, though. So I will say, if you are waiting a little while to get to work, as we mentioned earlier, still give it a few more minutes, give yourself some time, and maybe head into work a little bit later today, and then that lighter rain hopefully will be following the more moderate rain that we're seeing right now, and then we can, as I mentioned, catch up and get back to a place where the roads are a little safer to travel. But looking at the radar right now, as far as Chapel Hill Carborough is concerned, we're seeing that yellow patch on the radar move to the north right now, move out of the area, and we'll be hitting not Hillsborough, but more of the Durham area. It's moving north-northeast, and we'll be hitting probably more of the Durham area. So if you're heading up that way, give it a little bit longer than we're saying for Chapel Hill Carborough.
Yeah, well, Durham, brace yourself. And we should say that if you're a little late for work this morning, I don't think your boss is going to fire
gonna
you
be
over
okay.
that.
It's going to be okay.
Just tell him WCHL said it was okay.
Yeah, he's not there either.
I'm not. Ron Stutz says it's all right.
I'm not serious about that because some people will take that seriously.
You come to the studio, Ron will write you a note.
Yes.
Ron Stutz said it was okay, so I'm 3 hours late today. Please don't do that. Tell them Rand Northam sent you.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Or Aaron Keck. Hey, listen, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a while. And just an impressive report filed yesterday by WCHL's Rachel Nash, who was out there in it and talking to people and seeing what was happening. It rained and rained, and then it rained some more yesterday, leaving Orange County residents stranded all over the place in floodwaters, whether in their cars, homes, or out walking. Situations became dangerous. Emergency service workers had to act quickly to get some people out of danger. WCHL's Rachel Nash saw all the flooding firsthand and filed this report.
Wait for my girlfriend. She's stranded out.
She is?
Uh-huh. She's stranded in the Camelot apartment.
That's Leonard Maynard. He was standing off South Estes Drive waiting to hear if his girlfriend, Ophelia, could make it out of her apartment safely. The section of Estes Drive between Franklin Street and Fordham Boulevard no longer resembled a road or a shopping center, but rather a fast-moving stream. Maynard said his girlfriend called him in a panic.
And she said, Leonard. I said, what? She said, come and get me. I said, where are you at? She said, I'm in my apartment. I said, what happened? She said, the water's up to my bed. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Emergency service workers waded out into the rushing water to help people out of danger. And in the deepest parts of the water, rescuers used a boat to reach those who were stranded.
Everything in the apartment is destroyed.
You know,
she just called me and said she's okay, but she can't get out.
Other areas across Orange County were submerged in water, including Umstead Drive, Eastgate Shopping Center, Granville Towers, parts of Franklin Street and Rosemary Street, just to name a few. Eli Lack has lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years. He watched on with neighbors as two cars were stranded in the intersection of Greensboro Street and Estes Extension in water up to the tops of their tires.
I've never seen anything like this here. I saw those two cars got stuck. They were stuck before I got here. And other cars have been making it through or turning around.
Braxton Fashi watched from the other side of the road as EMS workers arrived on scene to help the two stranded cars. Kay Crispin was driving down Greensboro Street, but reached a point where the water was too high to continue driving.
It did come up quickly. I came through water up to the top of my tires, and I've never done that. And I know I wasn't supposed to, but I also knew I wasn't crossing a creek. But, you know, and then I got down here, and I knew I couldn't go any further.
Robert Fullwood has seen many floods during his life and is worried about the aftermath of an event like this.
Cleanup is normally the worst part ever because, especially this time of year, it's hot. And you have the insects and reptiles
and germs,
and that's the worst part about it, really.
High waters were not the only danger of the day. There were numerous reports of downed trees and power lines, debris in the streets, and traffic lights out across the area. The Chatham County 911 Center experienced a temporary outage and was forced to redirect calls. Orange County EMS set up a shelter at Smith Middle School to help house people displaced because of the storm. Viewers sent in hundreds of pictures throughout the day of the storm and flooding damage. To see those pictures, you can read this article or view the gallery on our website, chapelboro.com, or you can view our Facebook page. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Today is a mighty important day for other elements of the news this morning. The decision of North Carolina lawmakers to cut the amount and length of state unemployment benefits takes effect now. That means about 170,000 long-term jobless people are losing their checks. The benefit cuts took effect as of yesterday, actually. The reduced benefits and smaller increases in business taxes are the state's cure for repaying Washington $2.5 billion borrowed to pay state unemployment claims that exploded during the recession. The reduced state benefits, though, had the effect of making North Carolina the first state in the country to cut off a federal unemployment compensation program for the long-term jobless. The plan's supporters say it will save businesses more than $400 million by paying back the billions 3 years early. That's why they say they're doing it. Opponents say Republican lawmakers and the governor, Pat McCrory, should have waited until January after the federal benefits expire. But instead, they've cut it off 6 months early. New chancellor today, Carol Folt, is taking over as chancellor at Carolina. And Moral Monday will take place again today at 5 o'clock. And WCHL has compiled a timeline of events since the first Moral Monday movement to document the details of each week, including local people who have been arrested for their beliefs. Close to 600 people have been arrested in all over this nine-week period. You can view the timeline on our website at chapelboro.com. All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Rand Northam listening to the police scanner right now, trying to get some of the latest information as far as traffic is concerned and other things happening around town. And Rand, what's your report this time?
Well, instead of listing out all the different roadways that are seeing delays, I'm going to mention that most roadways right now are seeing delays. We do have one specific accident to let you know about. This is at New Hope Creek. Just short of NC 751, so just to the west of NC 751. That's I-40 at New Hope Creek. And that actually, we just heard over the police scanner, that New Hope Creek Bridge right there is completely underwater due to flooding. So quite a surprise, really, right there that that's completely flooded. Well, not a surprise, but that the bridge is completely flooded. That tells you just how much water is in the area right now, and still more to come throughout the day. But use extreme caution as you travel throughout the rest of the day today, please. And if you see anything as you travel, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. We ask that you do that very safely. Do not tweet, text, or call while you are driving in the rain today. Even hands-free calling, we would suggest that you not do that, and do all of those methods of communication once you have stopped and you are safe, because we'd rather have the information late than have it not at all because you were in an accident or anything like that.
Absolutely right. And if you're worried about getting to work on time or whatever, please, better to go late than not to get there at all. So
exactly.
Please be careful out there.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in just a little while. Rand Northam, our WCHL news director, staying on top of this situation, and he will have it covered for you, whatever happens today. Stay right here with WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather forecast, brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail, in the heart of downtown Carborough. All right, it is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Flash flood watch remains in effect. In fact, a flooding advisory is in effect until 8:30 this morning. Today, showers, thunderstorms, some heavy rainfall. We've already had some heavy rainfall, and we'll probably get some more this afternoon. Our high today in the middle 80s. Chance of rain is supposed to be 80%, but might be a little higher than that. 80% chance of rain tonight, overnight low 70. Tomorrow, more of the same. High in the low 80s, still 80% chance of rain and a chance of some heavy rainfall. Tomorrow night, more of the same. Low about 68 degrees. Still, it says an 80% chance of rain. On Wednesday, a little better. Showers likely, 60% chance of rain, high in the low 80s. Wednesday night, also big chance of rain. So it's not going away anytime soon. Everybody just be careful out there and watch out for each other. Don't forget, you got your windshield wipers on this morning. Don't forget the headlights as well.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
It is 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Atlantic Coast Conference's plan to expand, revealed in 2010 and modified along the way, has come to fruition now. Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Notre Dame are now officially members of the Atlantic Coast Conference as of a little after midnight this morning, giving the conference 15 members. To celebrate the league's northern expansion, Commissioner John Swofford, Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams, Florida State football coach Jimbo Fisher, and Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer are among the ACC dignitaries scheduled to be in New York City this afternoon. After holding a news conference at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in Times Square, Swofford and company will take part in the closing bell ceremony. July 1st is moving day for schools switching conferences all over the nation, including those relocating to the newly named American Athletic Conference. The beginning of the American means the end of the Big East football after 31 years and the beginning of the new Big East. The new basketball-centric conference comprised mostly of the Catholic schools that did not have FBS football programs, and the old Big East opens for business today as well. All this is a culmination of sorts of shuffling that began the weekend of September 17th, 2010. Among speculation about the Big 12 falling apart, news broke that the ACC had invited Pittsburgh and Syracuse to leave the Big East. The move sent the Big East into a real spiral that ultimately tore it apart. Meanwhile, the ACC has emerged stronger than ever, its members having agreed earlier this year to hand over media rights to the league through the 2026-2027 school year. That's a long time, and looking to gain footing in the largest media market in the country. The ACC will send a team to the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium for 6 years, starting in 2014. Part of the deal will be ACC signage at Yankee Stadium year-round. Swofford has openly talked about the possibility of playing the ACC men's basketball tournament in the New York area, maybe Madison Square Garden or the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Well, that's the latest on the ACC, and let me give you the latest before we go to Art Chansky. The latest in numbers of power outages, according to Duke Energy, now in Orange County, that number is 377. That is down considerably. It was around 2,700 yesterday. Earlier this morning, a little over 600. Now that number is down to 377. So they're working on it. They're doing the very best they can and trying to restore everybody's power just as soon as they can. Be aware also, lots of power outages as far as traffic lights that are concerned around town. If you come up on an intersection where the traffic lights simply aren't working, please treat it as a four-way stop. Everybody has to look out for each other this morning because, you know, it's important to be courteous during a time like this because it is the absolutely safest thing to do. 826, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock, KWCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Sutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A humongous hooray for Reggie Bullock. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I believe I jumped higher off the couch Thursday night when Reggie Bullock's name was called in the NBA draft than after any of the three-pointers that he buried during his Carolina career. Amidst doubters that included his head coach and yours truly, Bullock proved everyone wrong by knocking the scouts, GMs, and coaches over with his play and off-the-court interviews in the pre-draft camps. Consequently, the 6'7 sweet shooter moved up as many as 15 spots in the mock drafts and went number 25 to the L.A. Clippers. The Clippers with all-pro point guard Chris Paul to get Bullock the ball on the wing or in the corner. The Clips with bodacious Blake Griffin to grab those offensive rebounds. And the Clips with new coach Doc Rivers to help Bullock in his adjustment to the NBA. What a country! If you know Bullock's story and how hard he worked to escape the mean streets of Kinston to follow his idol Jerry Stackhouse to UNC and then the NBA, you have to be drawn to tears. Bullock grew up without a father, under the wing of several mentors who protected him and taught him right from wrong at the only good thing about the bad part of Kinston, the local gym. And he got his reward by earning the guaranteed salary of a first-round draft choice. Bullock won't make the $10 million going to Cody Zeller at number 4 with the Bobcats or Hornets or Jordanaires, but he will make $3 million over his first three seasons with a chance to sign a more lucrative long-term deal. Better than the Bupkis guaranteed second-round picks Lorenzo Brown and Ryan Kelly, who have to make their teams to make their money, and certainly better than the undrafted C.J. Leslie and Seth Curry. I'll say it again. Hooray for Reggie. Roy Williams gladly ate crow in his gushing statement about Bullock, who was not projected as a first-rounder when he decided to leave UNC after his junior season, which he completed as one of the five best players in the ACC and held the promise of a sensational senior year. But Bullock thought he could do it, move up in the draft, or make a team that picked him in the second round. He moved up so dramatically that some draft boards before Thursday night had him in the high teens. We'll miss you, Reggie, but man, are we proud of you. Hooray! This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Let me just add my kudos to that, too. Reggie Bullock, we're real proud of you, buddy. Glad you did what you did. And, you know, there were a lot of us who said it was probably a mistake, but you proved us all wrong, so good for you. 829 at WCHL, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning.
You know what they say. April showers bring May flowers. But at Harrington Bank, April showers bring great rates. At Harrington Bank, we're always thinking of ways to help you get ahead. Trust your local bank to have the best rates in town. Call or stop by today to learn more about our current CD specials. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Farrington Road, and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Visit us online at harringtonbank.com. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go. 2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple today. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger.
Good morning.
Check it out now.
It is 8:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Coverdale weather, brought to you by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. A second patio adjacent to the amphitheater in the East 54 Market Square features a 100-inch projection screen for the biggest sports events, all at Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Well, it's 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, and flooding advisory in effect until 8:30 this morning, and they're probably going to extend that because it's 8:30 right now. We are about to get a little break from the rain. We've had a system moving through, and rain is completely out of southern Chapel Hill right now. Still raining some in the northern part of town, but it's moving over to Durham, so we'll get a break, but more rain on the way for the afternoon.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
We're devastated. We just lost 19 of some of the finest people you'll ever meet. I mean, right now, we're in crisis.
Prescott Fire Chief Dan Fryho, 19 of his elite hotshot firefighters died while battling a wildfire in central Arizona. CBS's John Blackstone's there.
It was started, they believe, by a lightning strike, and it has been moving erratically, and that's believed to be what cost these 19 firefighters their lives, that this fire, blown by very strong winds, took a sudden turn, turned back, and the men who were trying to stop it.
Former hotshot Jeannie Rohr.
They have so many safe nets, and so many, we had these safe zones. You had areas where you knew that you had to go to this spot if something was to happen.
The firefighters were able to deploy emergency shelter tents. It wasn't enough. Firefighters continue to battle the blaze, which is burning on 8,000 acres about 85 miles northwest of Phoenix. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Absolutely devastating, heartbreaking news about those firefighters out in Arizona. 15 lost their lives fighting that fire. You'll certainly hear more about that on CBS throughout the day. We have our own problems here. 5.11 inches of rain fell in just a few hours yesterday, displacing people. It was really a bad situation with all the flooding that took place.
My girlfriend, she's stranded out there. She's stranded in the Camelot apartment.
That is just one young man that Rachel Nash spoke with yesterday. His girlfriend was stranded in her apartment. We've had some heavy rain already this morning. We have more rain on the way for the afternoon, but a little break should occur now as all this system gets out of here in the next few minutes or so. And it, unfortunately for those in Durham, it is headed your way. It rained and rained and then rained some more yesterday, leaving Orange County residents stranded in floodwaters and their cars, homes, walking, whatever the situation may be. It quickly became treacherous out there. Some folks lost power, close to 2,700 at its peak of power outages yesterday. That number is down to 66 this morning, so the situation a lot better as far as Duke Energy customers are concerned. Emergency service workers have been working very hard around the clock, getting people out of danger, trying to get our situation back to normal, but we're far from there. Rachel Nash filed this report on the flooding yesterday. She was out there seeing it firsthand and talking with the folks who were most affected by it.
Wait for my girlfriend. She's stranded out there.
She is?
She's stranded in the Camelot apartment.
That's Leonard Maynard. He was standing off South Estes Drive waiting to hear if his girlfriend, Ophelia, could make it out of her apartment safely. The section of Estes Drive between Franklin Street and Fordham Boulevard no longer resembled a road or a shopping center, but rather a fast-moving stream. Maynard said his girlfriend called him in a panic.
And she says, Leonard, I said, what? She said, come and get me. I said, where are you at? She said, I'm in my apartment. I said, what happened? She said, the water's up to my bed. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Emergency service workers waded out into the rushing water to help people out of danger, and in the deepest parts of the water, rescuers used a boat to reach those who were stranded.
Everything in the apartment is destroyed.
You know, she's okay.
She just called me and said she's okay, but she can't get out.
Other areas across Orange County were submerged in water, including Umstead Drive, Eastgate Shopping Center, Granville Towers, parts of Franklin Street and Rosemary Street, just to name a few. Eli Lack has lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years. He watched on with neighbors as two cars were stranded in the intersection of Greensboro Street and Estes Extension in water up to the tops of their tires.
I've never seen anything like this here. I saw those two cars got stuck. They were stuck before I got here. And other cars have been making it through or turning around.
Braxton Fashi watched from the other side of the road as EMS workers arrived on scene to help the two stranded cars. Kay Crispin was driving down Greensboro Street, but reached a point where the water was too high to continue driving.
It did come up quickly. I came through water up to the top of my tires, and I've never done that. And I know I wasn't supposed to, but I also knew I wasn't crossing a creek. But, you know, and then I got down here, and I knew I couldn't go any further.
Robert Fullwood has seen many floods during his life and is worried about the aftermath of an event like this.
Cleanup is normally the worst part ever because, especially this time of the year, it's hot, and you have the insects and reptiles
and
germs. And that's the worst part about it, really.
High waters were not the only danger of the day. There were numerous reports of downed trees and power lines, debris in the streets, and traffic lights out across the area. The Chatham County 911 Center experienced a temporary outage and was forced to redirect calls. Orange County EMS set up a shelter at Smith Middle School to help house people displaced because of the storm. Viewers sent in hundreds of pictures throughout the day of the storm and flooding damage. To see those pictures, you can read this article or view the gallery on our website, chapelboro.com, or you can view our Facebook page. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It seems that Camelot Apartments always gets the worst of it when it comes to flooding, or certainly as bad as just about anybody. Aaron Keck has been out there driving around in our community all morning long. And he just happens to be near Camelot Apartments right now. Aaron, what's going on there now?
Well, people are still in the process of cleaning up. I was actually just at Eastgate Shopping Center as well a few minutes ago, where the parking lot is passable and drivable now, but definitely the worst for wear. There's a lot of debris and wood chips and everything sort of scattered all over the parking lot there, and you can tell that it was definitely not a good scene yesterday, 24 or I guess 16 hours ago, when those floods came through and really hit Eastgate Shopping Center. Things are okay now. There's cleanup taking place. I'm actually over at Camelot Village right now, just sort of driving around. I can see that there is I hope this is a reservoir most of the time, but it is, there is a reservoir, a body of water right in the middle of this that is, you can tell, extremely, not flooded, but much, much higher than it ordinarily would be. The height of this reservoir is up to pretty much the bottom of buildings, and people are still in the process of cleaning up around the area. Not a lot of cars here at Camelot Village. A lot of people still are not here at all. It very much seems to be not quite abandoned, but very close to empty here at Camelot Village, as people still are not back in the area yet.
And Aaron, we should tell folks who might not know where Camelot Village is, it's right across the street from University Mall on Estes Drive, and it's a low-lying area, and it seems, I've been here for a number of years, and I can't recall the number of times where Camelot Village has had problems with flooding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the water appears to be dying down right now. None of the buildings, at least on the outside of the buildings, there's no standing water or anything like that. But people who are around in the area are still in the process of cleaning things up, taking things out, bringing things in. So there is still a cleanup going on here at Camelot Village, even for the few people who are around in the area. And a couple of news crews are still on the scene. ABC 11 just left. So still very much in the process of dealing with the worst of yesterday's storm here at Camelot Village. But things are gradually beginning to get back to normal in Chapel Hill. The rain has almost completely died down. In fact, I think the rain has pretty much stopped, and traffic getting back to normal. There's not as much standing water on the roads, at least for now, but at Camelot Village, definitely a very bad situation still.
Well, another situation to talk about, and the rain's headed to Durham, north of us, but we do expect some more rain later on in the day, so we're certainly not out of the woods, and a big 80% chance of rain not only today and tonight, but also tomorrow and tomorrow night. So, you know, we could get more flooding. Everybody shouldn't get too overconfident that this is all over, because it's certainly not. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Rand Northam is here in the WCHL studios, and Rand has more information to pass along.
Believe it or not, right now, with all the rain just reported on the Orange County EMS scanner, a brush fire on University Station Road. I mean, unbelievable that there's any chance of any kind of fire out there. But a brush fire right now that Orange County EMS is taking care of. Again, that's University Station Road.
Wow.
It's more up in the Orange County into the Durham County kind of line there. But
well, it's just north of us, actually, on the other side of I-40 over there in Orange County. I'm just having a hard time imagining anything burning out there right now.
I know. It's unbelievable. I don't know, you know, how that's happening, but that's reported, and they're on it, and I imagine they'll just go stomp it out, and then they'll be able to get back to helping people with the flooding.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to all those folks in Arizona today.
Certainly.
15 elite firefighters doing their best to contain this horrible fire lost their lives. I mean, you know, this is the largest loss of firefighters since 9/11.
Right.
I mean, that's a major deal going on out there.
It's unbelievable.
It's just really, it boggles your mind to think about all these things that are happening all over the country.
Right.
I mean, everything. Right now, it's like one disaster after another. And, you know, we're going through all this flooding and everything and all this heavy rain, but, you know, it's worse than some other places, depending on what they're going through.
So, that's right.
Just crazy. Right. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
We'll get a look at traffic from Rand in just a few minutes here on WCHL. 8:42 at WCHL, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. A couple of quick reminders as far as the news is concerned. We haven't had as much time to devote to this as we normally would, but let me just tell you that the decision of North Carolina lawmakers, this is one of the things going on at the General Assembly building in Raleigh, and one of the things that Moro Monday protesters are protesting. Lawmakers have decided to cut the amount and length of state unemployment benefits that are taking effect. That means that as of today, about 170,000 people who are long-term unemployed are losing their unemployment benefits. That is now in effect. The reduced benefits and smaller increases in business taxes are the North Carolina General Assembly's cure for repaying Washington $2.5 billion borrowed to pay state unemployment claims. The reduced state benefits have the effect of making North Carolina the first state in the country to cut off a federal unemployment compensation program for those who have been unemployed long time. The plan supporters say it will save businesses more than $400 million by paying back the billions 3 years early. Opponents say Republican lawmakers and Governor Pat McCrory should have waited until January, when the federal benefits would expire. And those opponents, a lot of them will be there today at Moro Monday. There's another Moro Monday in Raleigh. North Carolina NAACP's Moro Monday protest began with just 17 arrests in the first rally back in late April. Now, nearly 600 people have been arrested for speaking out and refusing to leave the building against a right-leaning North Carolina General Assembly. New and seasoned protesters preparing to converge in Raleigh once again for this week's Mass Moral Monday. It's a ninth protest so far. It will take place at 5 p.m. today across from the General Assembly. This all started back on April 22nd, and WCHL has compiled a timeline of events since the first Moral Monday movement to document the details of each week. We also have included local people who've been arrested for their beliefs. Look at those local people who have been arrested. You might be surprised. There are elected officials. Many people in our faith community have been arrested. Many educators have been arrested. You can view the timeline and details on all those who've been taken into custody on our website at chapelbro.com. We just got good news as far as the weather is concerned. Our flood advisory has officially expired as of 8:30 this morning. The flood advisory has officially expired. Of course, not sure how much that will mean because we still have lots of water out there and we could get more flooding later on. Don't forget also the Orange County smoking ban is in effect now. Orange County commissioners and the Board of Health approved a broad smoking ban last year. The ban prohibits smoking in almost all public outdoor spaces, including parks, sidewalks, and bus stops. Indoor locations that are open to the public are also covered under the ban. And you might want to keep that in mind as well. It is 8:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 9 o'clock. A reminder to stay tuned to WCHL throughout the day for information on the weather, latest on the rain and flooding, all that sort of thing, right here on WCHL throughout the day. Also, streaming live from wherever you are in the world on our website, chapelboro.com. You can also go there to see a variety of pictures from yesterday's flooding, and just things that will blow your mind when you look at them. You see how deep the water is, some cars that are almost completely submerged, and all that sort of thing. So take a look at that and get a variety of stories, a variety of information, always on our website, chapelboro.com.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved, and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com. to learn more.
This is Jay Kreller, Realtor with Tony Hull & Associates. I'm a history teacher by degree and believe firmly that looking backward is a great tool in looking forward. Everyone wants realtors to predict the future as they launch into one of the biggest investments of their lives. We can't do that with absolute certainty, but we can employ all the tools at our disposal, including looking back at historical trends, and acknowledge that while the past does not equal the future, it can often help us help you understand what it might bring. Experience matters. This is Jay Kreller with Tony Hull & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
And now, the Grace Church Community Spotlight.
Come celebrate the birth of our nation this 4th of July at Keenan Stadium for the annual Town of Chapel Hill Fireworks Show. The best show around. Family-friendly, great music, and lots of big bangs. The fun begins at 7 p.m. with the fireworks set to go around 9:30.
This Community Spotlight has been presented by Grace Church. Be sure to stop by their table at the July 4th fireworks display to say hello and pick up your glow-in-the-dark necklace. Grace Church. Reaching people, building lives. GraceLife.com.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. It is 8:48, 12 minutes until 9 o'clock. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. With all the stuff that's been going on, you may need a cup. Guaranteed to taste great. fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, with the latest on traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still an accident on I-40 eastbound right now, right around the NC 751 exit, and that is real close to where there is flooding or was flooding earlier on New Hope Creek Bridge. Again, an accident on it's on I-40 eastbound just before NC 751. We're seeing delays between NC 54 and extending all the way to Apex Highway, which is NC 55 on I-40 heading eastbound. Otherwise, things are actually moving fairly smoothly. Give yourself a little extra time to brake. Give yourself a little extra distance between people. You might see some hydroplaning still out there. There's still puddles and standing water, so be on the lookout as you travel this morning and throughout the rest of the day. And if you see anything today, whether it be an accident, delays, or if you see some standing water that people need to know about, be sure to give us a call and be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
And, Rand, we're just talking about we're going to stay on a little later this morning to let people know what the situation is.
That's right.
And we're not out of the woods, certainly not, but we're going to delay going to the Stephanie Miller Show for just a little while here.
That's right. 9:15 is what we're looking like staying on till right now, and just give you that little bit of extra information, especially if people are taking a little bit of extra time today, leaving a little late to get to work or wherever you might be going. We're going to make sure that we let you know all the up-to-date information that you need. And throughout the day today, we'll be giving you updates, especially at the bottom of the hour. But when any breaking news happens, we'll be sure to let you know here on WCHL. And follow us all day long on Twitter at WCHL. Send us your updates, pictures, all that kind of information. And on our website, chapelboro.com.
And, of course, during the afternoon and evening news, Aaron Keck is your host, and you will get all the latest information. Then certainly we'll have updates on some of the things that have been happening. We'll have a changed weather forecast by then and all kinds of things to report to you.
Most likely going to warm up throughout the day today, and then as we get into those afternoon and evening hours, we could see some more thunderstorms popping up. So
yep.
That is unfortunate news, but we'll be here to cover it for you regardless.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you a little bit later on. And your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. As we just mentioned, we're going to get into all the details, but first tell you that it's brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. Showers, thunderstorms in our forecast, 80% chance of getting more in the afternoon. We're going to get a little bit of a break now. The rain has pretty much stopped in Chapel Hill, and it's moved on to Durham. Mr. T would say, pity the four folks in Durham who are going to get rained on now and may have some flooding problems of their own. But hopefully all of this stuff will move out of here soon. But we do expect showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. High today in the middle 80s, as Rand said. Low tonight about 70. Still a huge chance of rain. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, more of the same. Wednesday and Wednesday night, more of the same. Chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm, maybe some heavy rains. And, of course, the flooding has become our number one problem around here. Still some folks without power this morning. 66 Duke Energy customers still without power in Orange County. And, of course, that means that some traffic lights are out. If you come up in an intersection where the traffic lights are dark, please treat it as a four-way stop. And for heaven's sake, even if it's not raining where you are right now, then it might be a good idea to still drive with your lights on. Visibility not great. Still very cloudy out there. And when it's raining, a lot of folks forget. They turn on their wipers, but don't remember to turn on their headlights. We all need to do that, too. It's not so that you can see so much as it is to have the other person see you. 8:53, 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Hi, this is Randy Voller, Mayor of Pittsboro. You're listening to WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
All right, Mayor, thank you so much. It's 8:54 at WCHL, 6 minutes until 9 o'clock. And if you were with us earlier, we decided not to go with the word of the day and the clean joke of the day today simply because of all the weather information we needed to pass along. And so we don't have a word of the day winner today, but we'll be back with all that usual stuff. Presumably, we'll be back with all of that tomorrow morning here on WCHL. But we do have one of our normal features, and that is the commentators. Another mayor, Mark Chilton of Carrboro, has today's opinion piece on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Mark Chilton, mayor of Carrboro. In 1994, the town of Carrboro was the first governmental body in Dixie to sanction domestic partnership registration. It literally made us the laughingstock of North Carolina. People said it was silly. People said it was a waste of time. People said that no one would ever care. People said it would never make any difference. But the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and later the Chapel Hill Town Council joined with first dozens, then hundreds, and now thousands of governments across our country to call upon America to recognize the validity of same-sex relationships. And while the recent Supreme Court decision is by no means the end of this struggle, it nevertheless shows that when it comes to justice, we can start at Town Hall and wind up at the Supreme Court. When Carrboro speaks out on immigration reform, the Patriot Act, or gay rights, don't be the cynic who says that no one cares what our little town thinks. Be the person who remembers Margaret Mead's beautiful words, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." This is Mark Chilton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:56, 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and Aaron Keck is here. Aaron has been out and about, our roving reporter this morning. You first started out at Smith Middle School at the emergency shelter set up there, and that accommodated quite a few people last night.
Yeah, 33 people last night, many of them from Camelot Village, where, I was just through Camelot Village about 15 minutes ago, and it's the water has died down a little bit. There's a reservoir there in the middle of Camelot Village, and that's across from University Mall, just off of Estes Drive on the other side of U Mall. A reservoir in the middle of that complex that is, the water level is much, much higher than you can tell it should be, very nearly reaching the bottoms of the housing, the buildings there, the houses, the apartments. It doesn't look like the outside areas are flooded, but there's still, you can get a sense that there is, and driving through areas like that where there has been a flood, you can really get this palpable sense that something not good has happened there. There's mud all over the roads. There's a couple of, a car here, a car there. People sort of walking around, bringing things out of their apartments, bringing things back into their apartments, and not very much activity there at Camelot Village at all. And again, a lot of people were displaced from there yesterday afternoon, last night. And fortunately, the American Red Cross did an amazing job setting up that shelter at Smith Middle School.
We've had a lot of people post photographs on our website at chapelbrew.com. And the one that really knocked me out, I mean, I saw one that was where a car was almost completely submerged. But another one that may surprise some folks is Granville Towers and the workout room there. It was flooded.
Wow.
Showing water up to, it looked to be like close to knee-high inside the building there. So.
Yeah, and you can see there's a lot of pictures on the website. There's the one that you were talking about of the car almost submerged. There's one, I think, on the website of a guy wading through waist-high water. Remember that picture? And it's just striking that this happened. We were expecting rainstorms yesterday, and we were expecting them to be bad, and then all of a sudden 5 inches were down before anyone could blink an eye, it seemed.
Well, Aaron, thank you for all your hard work, and a reminder here that we're going to be on here until 9:15 this morning, mm-hmm. bringing you whatever information we can, the latest information before we go to the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yep.
So,
and I can say that the rain has pretty much died. The rain has stopped, basically, in Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. As you said, it's moved on to Durham and points east and north. And that means the road conditions are a little bit better now. There is still a little bit of standing water here and there, but for the most part, it's just a wet morning, but not much in the way of standing water, at least not right now. But I think we'll get to the weather report in a minute, and there is some more rain to come today.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yep. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Resort Stay Vouchers. It's 67% off, $1,500 for a seven-night New England stay, available now for $499. Explore the birthplace of our great country with this deal for an eight-day, seven-night stay at your choice of available accommodations in the New England area from Resort Stay Vouchers. Each state offers its own unique quirks while showcasing the beauty the area is known for, and you can book it online. It's 67% off from Resort Stay Vouchers, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.